the unemployment rate of communities, however you would define that, with a tier one research institution in those communities?
I'm certain we could do that, yes. We could look at metropolitan areas with a tier one research institution. If you'd like that, we'd be happy to provide you with that.
Okay, I think that would be insightful for us.
Okay.
On page 27, you talked about the tax base, and you say two things. One, it's declining, but you precede that by saying it's narrow.
Uh-huh.
What does narrow mean in this context?
When I talk about the narrow tax base with respect to the sales tax, we don't tax services. Many other states tax a much broader array of services like auto repair services, hair cutting services, stylist services, that kind of thing. The estimates are that we could get about $1 billion a year out of taxing services. On the income tax side, the primary thing is the failure to tax retirement income on the personal income tax. And that also could bring a significant amount of revenue.
Okay, that's great.
Just a follow-up question on the rating devaluation or reduction. Right. As you look at the state's total borrowings, how much effect does that have on raising the cost of borrowing to the state approximately?
I don't have the figures in front of me. It's not a lot of money. It really is. Well, there's two things. One is that the interest rates, of course, are very low right now. So even if you have to pay a half a percentage more, it's not a lot of money.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming back and making the presentation.
Thank you.
We'll move on to Vice President Norton to talk about budget summary and a little bit on financial indicators. Walt?
I had Dr. Merriman do all the dirty work because everybody always says that I have all this bad news. So, I was supposed to be in the Chancellor's video, but they said they didn't have an orange T-shirt in my size. So, I'd like to run through, and I want to thank the News Gazette. Maybe the News Gazette's summary of the budget is better than mine. So, I thank them. The budget for fiscal year 13 is before you for action this morning, and again, thank the committee, you know, for an opportunity to meet with them individually and at the committee meeting. Just give you some backdrop as in addition to what Dr. Merriman has given you. My only additional comment really on Dr. Merriman's presentation is the fact that he mentioned the fact that there's an additional dollar tax on tobacco, a pack of tobacco. The idea was that was supposed to bring in a gigantic amount of money to help with the Medicaid situation and Medicaid payments. And so far, you know, 2 months in, the tobacco tax is not coming in. In fact, it's actually down from the prior, you know, from the July and August elections. You can see a massive avoidance. So whether or not that materializes, why I say that ultimately will have an impact on cash flow of the state, because I mean they still have to pay those Medicaid bills, and that if that tobacco tax does not come in as expected, it's going to affect the cash flow. The cash flow, again, we're dealing with continue to deal with the uncertainty of the state situation. Just to give you a quick snapshot, this is the backdrop and is putting together the budget for 2013. Give you a snapshot of what they owe us. I'll go into more detail this afternoon with a presentation. But right now, the state owes us $325 million, $187 million from fiscal year 12. And $138 million, you know, for this year. And just to give you a quick snapshot, we're running about, that would be apples to apples, about $13 million behind the same place we were last year. The university's general fund appropriation was cut 6%. You'll see in that orange book, it's $42.3 million was the cut in the appropriation to the university for fiscal year 13. So the new operative appropriation for the university for 2013 would be $667 million would be what we're coming from the state.